Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey, this is Achtung Millwall.
Down the middle. He's got Elliot overlapping him. Can he find him?
Yes! Two boys! Four free! Neil Gregory! Don't you hold this! Lee Gregory! The back is straight to the middle! Four free! Roy's the game of death! What a game! What a game! What entertainment! What drama!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Achtung Millwall. My name's Nick Hart. We're here before the Millwall v Brentford Good Friday fixture. We're just going to listen to some words from Barry Mizzen, family well known to all Millwall fans.
I want to thank our visitors today, Brentford, for being a great one to work along with, Jimmy Bain this year. I think for those that don't remember how Jimmy was killed 11 years ago at the Melbourne Awards and all, we were determined to bring something good for next day. More about children, since they're young people, making our community safer for our young people. From the very first day, this club supported us. We will be eternally grateful to this club. And I think if you're going to look around at what this club is about, we're joined today by some wonderful young people. This, my friends, is Millwall Football Club, a great family football club. And thank you so much.
Fantastic words by Barry Mizzen there, dear listeners. Wonderful family, an inspirational family, I think you'd all agree. I've had the privilege of meeting both Margaret and Barry, and they live the life according to those principles that they've put forward so well since the tragic death of their son, Jimmy, 11 years ago. Wow, amazing how time flies. Listeners, it's a beautiful early summer's day here in South Bermondsey. The sun is out, the sun's shining, it must be around 20 centigrade. That's what, 70 something in old Fahrenheit money, isn't it? Beautiful day for football, beautiful day for a London derby. The script here should say, let's say it up front, mid-table Brentford, who come into today's game in 14th position, 54 points, nothing to play for, should roll over for Hungry Lions, placed 20th, just 2 points clear of the 22nd relegation spot there. Over them on 40 points, Millwall on 42. We do have that critical game in hand, of course, but I really don't want to be depending on games in hand. I don't really want to be going to Wigan on the last day of the season, to be absolutely blunt with you, dear listeners. It'll be nice to get some points here today, 3 points preferably, and something out of that trip up to Villa Park on Easter Monday, another critical game there. So it'd be nice to have the fat lady singing before we get down to the game in hand, Bristol, and then that final long away trip up to Wigan, which I, like many others, can seriously do without. Some real team news today. James Meredith returns to the starting 11 at the expense of Ben Marshall, drops from the bench today. Interesting choice. So today's real team for you to listen is David Monson in goal. In the back line will be Jake Cooper, Alex Pearce, James Meredith and Marlon Romeo. Across the midfield we'll have Ryan Leonard, Ben Thompson, and of course Ryan Tunnicliffe. On the wings therefore will be Jed Wallace and Shane Ferguson. And carving out that lonely goat herd role up front will be Lee Gregory. System has worked quite well for us this season. How do you feel about it? I mean, any system that produces decent football and gets a result for me is good enough. Neil Harris felt the need to go on News of Den in the week to have another little dig at the keyboard warriors who've slated him for somewhat unimaginative football at times this season. Results do the talking on that front. I mean, I was looking at the Mill History website. There was a whole patch of red, four losses in a row during the first part of the season. Another period like that where we couldn't buy a goal, get a win in the second part. So there's clearly been some need to change tactics. That has happened. So well done, all concerned. But I think maybe it's time to leave that subject alone now, Neil. Yeah, keyboard warriors. That comes with the turf in the game of football management. And people will have their say. I tuned into the Sheffield United game, great 1-1 draw. Obviously, I tuned into an illicit feed on Twitter to watch it, and you get in-game comments when you're showing like a live Periscope feed. And seriously, some of the comments you get from people are moronic. Unfortunately, that's human nature, and that's not going to change anytime soon. So you need a thick skin to be in football management. I do think that Neil Harris needs to work on the thickness of his skin. But that said, in the end, the results do the talking. Let's hope the result for today's game does as much talking as necessary. Two teams just lining up in the tunnel. Brentford wearing their familiar red and white stripes. Lions will be in traditional dark blue shirts, white shorts. Just as we wait for the teams to come out onto the pitch, I did a load of prep for this game. Well, I say a load of prep, a bit of prep, a little bit. I do prep, believe me, listeners. I know it might not always sound like I do prep, but I did do some. And I put it on the iPad, left it all at home, didn't email it to myself. So I am good on my phone, so I'll try and work from memory on all this fantastic prep. It would have been so good if I've had the prep on. As it is, I've got to blag my way through today's game. It's junior takeover day, incidentally. We have a young man doing the pre-match announcements. Well done to him. Whoever, don't know if he listens to the show, his family listens to the show. But tell him from me, he done very, very well. So he should be proud of his efforts today. It's junior takeover day, so there's youngsters in a number of critical positions. I don't know if they're in charge of the club accounts. That would be good if they were. We might get a few big signings in the summertime. But anyway, it's also for Jimmy Day, so two great ideas and initiatives. Quite a club, here come the teams. Beautiful sunny day, as I've said, flags fluttering in a very gentle breeze. It's a kind of day that makes you think of leather on willow, the start of cricket season. As it is, we've got business to attend to. Last five games of the season for Millwall. A win today would be a massive step forward towards survival. Day. First real warm day of the year. We need some water at pitch side. Good crowd. Mill stands look pretty much 75% plus full. Which is fantastic to see. Great performance up at Sheffield United. I don't know if you watched it or if you followed it, how you saw it. I followed it on this fuzzy feed. It had been reminiscent of the early pictures from the moon in terms of quality, but thankfully gave me a good idea of what happened. Obviously, great second half performance by the Lions. We really did take the game to Sheffield after going that goal down. But we can't take it to them before we go a goal down, but there we are. I'll be drawing the ire of Neil Harris if I say things like that. But as it was, great second half performance. We really did take the game to them. Got that late penalty, hit the crossbar. I must admit, I thought it was all over at that point, an unlucky away win. But then heart-stopping late goal from Juicy Jake Cooper to take away a single point. And some fantastic scenes of solidarity with the team and the fans at the end of that wonderful performance. So let's hope we can take that spirit into today's proceedings, dear listeners. Crowd in good voice. Be Zampa or Bolina in this weather. It's quite warm, and the idea of being stuck inside that furry suit, sweating one's gonads off, I wouldn't have thought an awful lot of money doesn't appear. So well done to Zampa and Bolina. I don't know if we get a mention on this show, so it's time to mention the two lovable pre-match mascots. Incidentally, I got an invite from Esotti, there's a Brentford podcast, nice guy called Billy, who I know. He wanted me to send some questions for Thomas Frank. My initial reaction was, seriously, I didn't know Thomas Frank was. It turns out he's the Brentford manager. And he wanted light-hearted questions, and I couldn't think of any questions whatsoever, serious or light-hearted, to send. You know, it's a kind of an unspoken medieval guild of podcasters, so if people ask for your help, it's nice to be able to give them a little bit of assistance. But I just generally couldn't think of anything I wanted to ask him. I really did have to look up to see who the man was initially. So in the end, thankfully, fate took a hand, and Thomas Frank's appearance on the Besotted show got cancelled, so I didn't need to come up with anything at all, thankfully, because I really was at my end of my tether, my wit's end, trying to think of anything I wanted to ask Thomas Frank. And I still would stare at that blank sheet of paper even now. Anyway, there we are.
Achtung, Millwall.
Team's lined up for kick-off. Mill will be attacking the away end in accordance with the Millwall Act of 1873. Away we go. I always find Brentford an interesting little club. They play you might want to dispute this, but I always think they play an interesting style of football, good football, on relatively few resources, though others tell me that they've got quite wealthy backers, so maybe they're not quite the underdogs that I construct in my romantic mind. I always find them quite tricky opponents, and I get a sense that although they've got mid-table respectability to play for today, that they won't be easy pushovers. We've got to work for our points today. This is a break now. This is the two on the left side, just outside the left side of Milpens. There's a cross into the box. That's taken easy enough by David Martin in goal. Ben Amos on the bench, incidentally. No sign of Jordan Archer. I don't know if there's any reason behind that. Or if he's just, accepted that it's the end of the line for Jordan Archer. There's a long ball forwards for Lee Gregory to chase down. I think he's going to get a free kick over 2 minutes. So, no, something sad about the final days of Jordan Archer. I remember when he first came to us from Spurs. Thought we'd acquired a real prospect of a goalkeeper. And that element still is within him. But he's developed some mental loops, I think. And maybe only a move will help him conquer those if he can. I wish him well. I hope that what seems to be a summertime move that's looming works out for him. I think he's a decent bloke, and he's clearly got goalkeeping talent, but there's certain basic elements of his game that need to be worked upon. Ball down the left channel, taken well by Lee Gregory, just can't keep it in, unfortunately. He does keep it in. Fantastic work there by Lee Gregory. Finds Ben Thompson, Shane Ferguson. Thompson's cross into the box is panicky clear. Anyhow, the defender's under no real pressure now, after the fact the ball was coming at him probably unexpectedly. He's hacked a clearance, he's given away a corner on the left side. Early enterprise here by Millwall, so it's going to be Shane Ferguson that takes the left-sided corner. 5 minutes on the stadium clock. And it comes from the left, it's curving away from the goalkeeper to no one, unfortunately, headed clear by the Brentford defender. And shot straight into the nether regions of one of the Brentford midfielders. He's gone down, clutching his groin, as you can hear by the hoots of derision. Referee stopped play. Much to the annoyance of the Mill crowd, who felt that Crozier continued. He's taken that full in the nuts, basically. 6 minutes. He's writhing in agony. And I don't blame him. I would too. Ben Thompson doing well there to win that free corner from which this passage of play derived. A little bit of controversy. You mentioned it on the Real Millwall Fan Show. Incidentally, tune into the Real Millwall Fan Show. Don't accept any substitute, dear listeners. We're talking about the player of the season, the fact that Ben Thompson has been barred from that event, on loan, obviously, at Portsmouth for the first part of the season. Returned a player transformed, I think, in all honesty, as a critical part of the team. He's a must-pick in his starting 11, but the club have decided that he's not eligible to be voted for player of the season, the Mill Stavka, the high command of comrade Stalin Kavanagh. Stalin Kavanagh has decided that it's not appropriate for Ben to be part of the vote. I get the reasons why some will want him. I get the reasons why the club won't want him in that sense. Lee Gregory was my vote. I think I said this already. I'll say it again. I suppose all right to say is it's not a vote of any massive consequence. It's not like we're voting to stay in the European Union or come out of it or something of that order, is it? It's Millwall's player of the season. So let the kids boogie woogie. That's my final thought on it. Long ball falls there towards this aforesaid Ben Thompson. Ball finds its way out to Marlon on the right. Coming towards 8 minutes. A little passage of possession play by Brentford at the moment. They don't seem to be terribly incisive, but that will stand to be credit. They come down the left now. Maybe they're becoming a bit more incisive. There's a cross blocked by Marlon on the left. 9 minutes. If it wasn't such a serious game from a Millwall perspective, you could probably enjoy it in a more pre-season, warm day, friendly kind of atmosphere. But this is business, so Millwall do need to keep it tight. They're sitting behind the ball, whilst Brentford have a lot of possession. Here's the full team on the right now. It's a seven. Isaac the Millwall penalty, and he's run straight into Juicy Jake. Lee Gregory wins a free kick as the ball's worked down the left channel there. Clatter from behind. It's going to be a Millwall free kick on the left side. 14 minutes on the clock. Taken quickly by Ferguson. This is Gregory now over the ball. Finds Ferguson again overlapping on the left. There's a ball low. Getting a little bit more power on it. Unfortunately, just couldn't quite connect it. It's gone for a Millwall corner in the event. 14 and a half minutes. Left side corner. Another contender for player of the season in many people's eyes. Shane Ferguson about to take this corner. The storyline of being out in the cold. Here it comes, near post, bouncing around. 1-0 Millwall. Ball falls at the bar for Lee Gregory. On the turn from close, slams it home. 1-0 Millwall. Lee Gregory. Ball in from the left side from the corner, headed down. Lee Gregory spins inside the 6-yard box and slams it in from close. 1-0 Millwall. Criticise his finishing. Yeah. Lee Gregory. They criticise his finish. Just watch it again on the big screen. No, they're not showing it at the moment. Nice finish. Can't criticise his finishing on that front. Well, from kickoff, Brentford have put the ball straight into touch. The seven let it run straight past them. Maybe their minds are on which beach in Marbella they're going to be sat up on in just a few weeks' time. Let's hope so. Let's hope they stay on that beach ordering their glass of San Miguel. We're very happy for them to get on the early. 16 and a half minutes. Ryan Leonard overcooks it slightly. There's a player that's done well for me this season. I thought initially when he first arrived from Sheffield, ex-Southend player of course, who Neil would have known from his days at Roots Hall. I think I said a few times, it's quite hard to see what the fuss was about. We paid over £1 million for Ryan Leonard. But as the season has worn on, especially in this second half of the campaign, I'm increasingly seeing now the player that clearly Neil Harris wanted. And that's great to see. So there's another story. There's a number of stories. We've mentioned Shane Ferguson already. He's come back from being out in the cold, you know, drifting, going nowhere. Now he's forced his way back into a first choice position above Ben Marshall, the one-time golden boy, now sat on the bench. Great storylines. And Ryan Leonard, I think, also is another great story from this slightly disjointed campaign, but certainly it's one that's finished, you know, with drama. It's not over yet, of course. I'm talking like it's a done deal, but this would be a big 3 points if we can keep hold of matters today. This is Brentford on the edge of our penalty area. They've got the ball out wide right. It's seven. This is the 14 from distance. Will he have a shot? He will. That's a great goal from distance. The 14 took a long looping shot from some distance out. That must be what? Wow, 30 yards, 30 yards, 35 yards. A long way out. It's a looping shot high into the top left-hand corner. 1-1, 19 minutes. Wow. Good goal. You've got to take your hat off to the goal. Lions probably just giving a little bit too much space in retrospect, although that's crystal clear hindsight. A long shot, a very hard ball to get close to from the goalkeeper's point of view. One each, 19 minutes. As we're ticking towards 21 and a half minutes, coming towards the halfway point of the first half, it's been all Millwall for me, really, on balance, to the opening quarter of the game. We did well to work a crucial lead, 1-0 from Lee Gregory, only to switch offside. I think probably the the full team, wasn't it, who scored the goal from distance. It was probably given a touch more space than we were going to be comfortable with. And that was a bit of a great finish for 1-1. So Lions very much getting themselves ahead and then unfortunately giving it all away. Ball over the top, almost finding Mills' defence in a sixes and sevens there. But as it is, we take the chance to hoof clear. Falls to Thompson on these pushed over on the edge of the penalty area. Could be a free kick. Is it a red? It was full goal. It's a red. Pushed from behind. Ben didn't really have any control on the ball. This is going to share that with you. It was a ball on top. He was going to be the first one to the ball. He took a little clip from behind. And the referee from the other end of the pitch has given a red. I think probably if I were a Brentford fan, God forbid, that might be a touch harsh. But as it is, we'll take it. That's Brentford down to 10 men. The 27 has to, 22 has to walk. Ben took a bit of a clatter there, so I just want some attention. It's going to be a free kick on the edge of the penalty, about a yard short of the penalty. Well, is Lady Luck smiling on us again? Lady Luck smiled on us last week to get back into in that game at Sheffield United. And also another sending off in that game, of course. And there's a second sending off against another team in red and white stripes, Brentford, today. 35 minutes whilst Ben Thompson just gets a little bit of attention. That's what the crowd think. Just trudging off to... Oh, he's all right. He's all right. He says, up in the stand, not having been pushed over or clapped on. He took a knock earlier on. Eddie Road. Ben seems all right. It's going to be a free kick just where the D connects with the penalty area on the left side, about a yard short of that. Wallace, I think it's going to be a Wallace shot. But Brentford down to 10 men now as we wait for this free kick, and it comes. Jed Wallace takes it, blasts, it's on target, falls to Lee Gregory, pushed wide, it's going to be a goal kick. It was a corner. Goalkeeper got low down to the left, got a hand to it, kept it out. No corner, it is a corner on the left side. We've indicated a goal kick for a moment there. Thompson re-enters play, right-sided corner as we attack. 37 minutes. Ferguson takes it into the near ball post. That was Leonard. It falls to Tullica, who blasts over from the edge of the penalty on the volley. Tough break there. But 37 minutes. Lions now playing 10 men. Ben looking in a spot of trouble. This is not a welcome sight. He's sitting down again. He won't want to go off. Looks like Ben's going to have to come out of the game. Unfortunately, dear listeners, 38 minutes. Standing ovation to Ben Thompson as he walks disconsolately off the pitch. We're going to bring in Tom Elliott, change of formation. Tom made a big impact up at Sheffield, I thought. A much maligned player, but he did well for us up there, so a forced change of formation now. Gives a bit of height in the attack. There's a slight kind of half sleepy kind of early summer's feel to today's game from the Millwall perspective, which is not appropriate for our league position by any stretch of imagination. We need to get on some Red Bull or something in the second half.
6 minutes.
A couple of injuries, of course, to Ben. But here come Brentford. They've not looked a bad attacking unit. This is the seven on the right-hand side. It's cut back inside. There's another shot. It's hit the crossbar. Wow. Another shot from distance. Hits the crossbar in the dying minutes of the first half. Another warning shot across the bows of the Millwall side. Well, there were calls for an intimidating atmosphere this afternoon. Unfortunately, the day, a beautiful sunny day, the sleepy nature of the football has not combined to produce that kind of atmosphere. And I don't think that's working to our advantage at the moment, because here comes Brentford. They've looked quite dangerous. Even a man down, they've looked dangerous. See, they come on the left side. There's a ball through to Marlon. And we will clear. Just need to form up into a shape for the second half. I think we've also been thrown out by the loss of, obviously, of Ben Thompson and the enforced change to the formation, as we must be ticking down towards the final few seconds of the first half. There goes the whistle. Millwall 1, Brentford 1. It's been quite a tumultuous first half in some ways. Lions taking the lead early with that fine taken strike by Lee Gregory. Brentford then worked their way back into the game with a decent strike from distance from the 14. We then have the drama of the sending off, Ben Thompson's injury, and then that late moment where Brentford, the sevens, hit the crossbar from again, the shot from distance. So we need to be aware of these their ability on the ball to shoot from distance. We've got to close down space more. We need to find a more Millwall shape for the second half, because at the moment we're sleepily drifting towards at best a draw, at worst a loss.
Number one Millwall show, and a rich source of wit, repartee, and football wisdom. If you like us, why don't you give us 5 stars and a kind review on the Apple Podcast app? If you do, I'll love you a long time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Teams coming out for the second half. Millwall substitution, half-time substitution. Ben Marshall enters the fray at the expense of James Meredith. Presumably Marshall to be further forwards, Ferguson to fill the left-back role. Tactician that I am, as you can hear. Away we go. This is Jed Wallace on the right side. The Brentford central defender, I think it's the 34, that crosses to nobody. Has a slight Alexei Lalas kind of feel at this distance. And older listeners, US listeners from the 1994 World Cup in the USA, remember Alexei Lalas, who was kind of like a hippie-come-surfer dude who played in the US national team. And at this distance, I mean, my eyes are fading me, as you'll appreciate, week in, week out, listening to this show. But he's got a slight Alexei Lalas kind of feel, same kind of loose perm. Ray Parler, I think I described him as earlier on, but I'm going to go with Alexei Lalas now. Parler's out, Lalas is in. Leonard just dispossessed in midfield. I think I made reference in a tweet at half-time to summertime, that living is easy. I said the mill was sleepy. I think that was my play on words with the old Gershwin. Summertime, what was that, Showboat, was it? You know what I mean, but they're just sitting on the ball there, slightly switched off. I think we've got to stay switched on. We're working the ball out wide right at the moment. This is Marlon, 49 minutes, all the way back to Jakey. Not an awful lot of movement. Ferguson just had the ball on the left there, was looking to cross, but there was no movement. There's a long, lofty ball in towards Tom Elliott. He heads it down, but just a tad too far for Jed Wallace. Going to be a throw-in on the left side now. Well, we won't have a better opportunity to get 3 valuable points, dear listeners, than set up against a 10-man Brentford, who's, I know they've had a couple of decent shots on goal, but their attention's clearly not really on this game as a must-have. But if we keep giving them space, another ball forwards there towards the red and white shirt, that will hurt us, but this is a major chance for Millwall. If we let this one go, then ball shot on from distance there from the 11, low, no, 7, shot from the 9, sorry, from distance. just wide on left side post. I think for one awful moment that was creeping in. I mean, today is, of course, social media silence day from the initially from the PFA. Ball in from the left. Ball falls now to Ben Marshall. This is Ferguson overlapping on the left side. Ball in low. Rebounds off the first defender, sadly. Yeah, social media silence day, protesting at racist abuse at football from the PFA. It's an interesting idea. I'm not sure how much impact it will really have on the issue, on the problem. Mostly on social media, but I guess also the idea of being to protest against it inside the stadium too. I mean, I back anything that speaks out against it. I know that we're Millwall and we joke and laugh, but there's a line in the modern game. So well done to the PFA for organising that. One or two Millwall players. I saw Ben Thompson, I saw Marlon and Sean Williams retweeting that. Social media is a very strange world. In some ways, and it's probably, I don't know if I'll get this point across, the ball coming down the left side is Shane Ferguson. There finds Marshall crossing to the near post. That's going to go for a corner. In some ways, in the heat of a football match, I don't condone it, but I kind of get the outburst nature of it. But social media is far more calculated and cold and in the privacy of your own home, and it really is an insight in many areas, not just racist abuse, but an insight into the dark soul of mankind. The ball across the penalty, and that's going to go for another right side corner. Bit of pressure on 53 minutes. So well done PFA, well done Marlon, Ben and Sean, I think one or two others. So I know a lot of the clubs are reposting it, so well done for that. I'll probably draw a lot of abuse for that, but anyway, I don't give a shit. Right side corner, Millwall, 53 and a half minutes. Going to be Ferguson that takes. In it comes, it's deep, 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 headed away. Falls to Ben Marshall. Bit of pressure here from Millwall. Trying to make the man's count. This is Jed Wise from the left. That's into the near post. Rebounds away. Marlon puts it into touch. Mill fans howling for a free kick. We're not going to get it. This is Brentford. They've been dangerous from distance. Another shot on target. Spatted away by Dave Martin in goal there. They don't mind a shot from distance. I'll tell you that much for nothing. That's a scuffed shot. That's been pushed around by David Martin. Awkward little shot, actually. Done well to get that for a right-sided corner as we come to 60 minutes. It's taken short. Trying to work a penalty. Goal kick given. Rightly so. The 17 went flying under attention from Marlon Romeo. The referee spots that a mile off and says goal kick. 63 minutes. Brentford still finding space unbelievably. Despite a man disadvantaged, they've got the ball just on the edge of the D. There's a shot from distance. That's wide left. That's another shot. And as you can hear, the sounds of disgruntlement. Which sounds like a kind of an anti-gospel quad, isn't it? The sounds of disgruntlement from the den. But we're giving them too much time and space to shoot from distance, and they've shown a couple of times in this game that they're dangerous. Another Brentford player down. Clutching his face this time. A few words being exchanged between Neil Harris. A little bit of pushing and shoving. Crowd on their feet. There's a few fisticuffs going on down there. The 17's gone down, clutching his leg. Looking rather theatrically. All very odd. That performance art theatre's going on down there. It's like someone saying to a group of drama students, imagine you've been shot. That's got the crowd fired up. They needed something to get the crowd going. And those amateur dramatics, I think they've got them going. The 17 still keeping in character, clutching his leg. Referee talking on his headset. Don't seem to be any action. Tom Elliott is having a conversation with the referee. The referee's got his card out. What's going on here? Yellow card for Tom Elliott for some reason. I think the original offence may have been claimed to have been elbow to the face. Tom's not happy. Unseemly play acting by Brentford there. That's something that never goes down well at the Den. Don't go down well when Millwall players do it. It's actually something that I don't know if you can make such statements that there's a Millwall character. I think there is, and we don't take to theatricality like that on our side, and certainly not an opposition on the opposition. 67 minutes, we're halfway through the second half. One really, really important quarter of football to go. One each. The Lions have shown more attacking intent in the second half, but still nothing decisive in front of goal. And Brentford still look dangerous if we give them time and space. Nicely worked throwing, despite the booing for Alexi Lalas there. This gives the 11 the chance to break into the middle penalty area, but it scuffs through to David Martin in the event. It's a little moment of panic there. They worked that quite cleverly, I felt, without praising the opposition. The Cardinal Mill sin, of course. Crowder involved. It's taken three quarters of the game to get there, but we are involved. Poor pass from Pearce. He's not looked totally with it today, Alex Pearce. That's a poor pass. It gives the 11 the chance to break down our left. Great work there by Tony Cliff to get involved. It comes back to the 11 on the left side, 72 minutes. Brentford passed the ball very well, in all fairness. We're over on the right side now. Shot across the face of the box there. That's going to go for a goal kick. Thankfully, that's across the face of the middle goal there from the right. 72 and a half minutes. Quality of our passing is not being, snappy this afternoon. Quality of our crossing's not been really good enough. Still 14 minutes to go for that to be addressed, but it's not been one of our better performances, in my opinion. We've not really worked enough decisive chances for me in this second half. We've had a lot of ball. 77 minutes, so it's not over with yet, but Brentford don't look completely out of the game either, so everything to play for as we enter the last 12 minutes now of the game. 78 minutes. Brentford are pushing forward. It's going to be another shot from distance. No. There's the 9. On the edge of the D. A moment of heart-stopping tension. There's for the 12. Must be offside. Offside. Ball found its way through to the 12, but it was a good yard or two offside there. 80 minutes. Well, we play to the absolute last moment of the Sheffield United game. We're going to need to probably do something similar this afternoon. Three massive points at stake. I know I've said that a few times. 82 minutes, 8 minutes to go, plus any extra time that's awarded. Huge, huge opportunity still, even though we've not played at our best this afternoon. It's going to be a free kick. Pearce takes from the right side. It's deep, over the heads of everybody. It falls through to Ferguson, but the referee blew the whistle for some offence of some sort, some dreary misdemeanour. Truth is, we've really, really missed Ben Thompson since he's gone out of the game. He gives you that industry, that vim in midfield, and we've slightly looked a little bit switched off as the second half's gone along. Brentford trying to work their way through on the right side. We're all really up against it here. He's through on almost on goal. Ball back to the 24. Fired at him, high over the bar. Real chance for Brentford there, Dennis. There's 85 minutes. Wow. Last few seconds of the game, I think. The ball over on the left side. Mill trying to work. So I don't want to give Brentford an opportunity to break forwards, but Mick Pearce does cut that out well. Ball forwards, trying to find out Lee Gregor. It's gone through to the Brentford goalkeeper. In all honesty, it's not been one of the great Mill performances this afternoon. If we can see it through now to a draw, that's probably better than nothing, but there's a sense of real opportunity lost here this afternoon, dear listeners. Poor show overall. We never really recovered from the loss of Ben Thompson in the first half. There's the final whistle. Millwall 1, Brentford 1. Disappointing performance by the Lions. Should have got more out of the game. 10-man Brentford from the first half. We weren't firing on all cylinders this afternoon, dear listeners. But that's an opportunity wasted. 1 point where we should have really been looking at 3 points. So, disappointing afternoon at the Den. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Achten Millwall.
So there we are, dear listeners. A very disappointing afternoon's proceedings at the Den, as you will but have gathered from that footage and also, obviously, the wider results. Strange days, football, in many respects. I personally feel that we never recovered from the loss of Ben Thompson. It changed our shape. Brentford going down to 10 men didn't seem to affect them in the way that it affected us. I mean, this is a story of a lifetime as a Millwall fan, isn't it? But they passed the ball. They looked dangerous. And in all honesty, probably deserved the game. There was a sense of a point gained out of that, which I think Neil Harris referred to in one of his always much commented on post-match comments. There was a point gained to take to Aston Villa. And in a sense, you could argue that with results smiling upon us, largely speaking, namely in the shape of Rotherham getting beaten 4-3 in the end at Swansea City, the league table is not the worst it could possibly be for us. Wigan pulled off a great result at Leeds today, 2-1 win there. They're probably not out of the woods by any stretch, but certainly as it is at the moment, Millwall have a crucial three-point gap between ourselves in 21st position. Rotherham still in that third relegation spot. Bolton are gone now. So the third relegation spot in 22nd is Rotherham at the moment. A three-point gap to the Lions in 21st. And crucially, a substantial goal difference in our favour. So that's equivalent to a point in itself and a game in hand. So could have been a lot worse, as Merv Payne rightly captures it. No point in trying to predict or second guess football is at its maddest at this stage of the season. Neil Harris's managerial gumption is constantly questioned online. What worked at Sheffield United last Saturday worked very well. Didn't work today. One or two posts online have pulled apart Neil Harris's decision to bring Tom Elliott into the game and effectively concede an equal battle in midfield, a battle that probably Brentford would always win in midfield as a passing side. And we matched them numbers and pushed Elliott forwards to try and win the aerial battle. Today was not a great day for Tom Elliott. It wasn't a great day for the team generally. There were a lot of poor performances, in my opinion, particularly poor for Tom Elliott. But he wasn't the only one by any stretch of the imagination today that didn't play to their best. I'd also pick out Alex Pearce in defence. I didn't think was brilliant. We were attacked on the flanks a lot by Brentford. The 7 Canos and the 14 Da Silva looked particularly effective for them. Whereas we never really carved out any clear-cut chances after that opening goal from Lee Gregory. So difficult performance, difficult day. Neil Harris says he thought Brentford could come and be like Brazil. Okay. When you've got quality players with no pressure, it's a tough team to play against. No pressure from their point of view, in the sense that they're mid-tablers. As it is, we've still got that game in hand. We have to go to Aston Villa. If we can carve something out of Villa Park, the pressure really is on Rotherham to win on Monday and again next Saturday. Jake Sanders, referring to the loss of Rotherham at Swansea, says Mill needs 6 points to guarantee survival. 6 points to guarantee survival. Let that sink in. But if Rotherham lose the next two, they'll be relegated. I can't see us getting a win at Aston Villa, although, as Harry rightly said on the radio show, it would be the most Millwall thing of all. John Shipman, Northern correspondent, hits the nail right on the head when he says we needed a centre-forward desperately at Christmas and we failed. In fairness today, I mean, the centre-forward would have been nice, that's for sure. It wasn't Tom Elliott's day, that much is true. We really didn't create any clear-cut chances. I think the problem today lay in the poor quality of our crossing. And by that, I'm going to identify Jed Wallace and Ben Marshall and also Shane Ferguson, the men who are there to put the ball into the mix, into the danger zone. It didn't happen today. John says we're paying for the lack of centre-forward at Christmas. Yeah, we're also paying for, as one or two others have pointed out, the usual critics, perhaps, as Neil would see it, but a poor tactical choice when we went to 11v10. The emotional one says a very frustrating day at the Den again. Sadly, we don't work keepers enough in our home games. No, we don't, the emotional one. Not enough shots on goal. Hopefully it doesn't cost us in the end, he says. This is Mill in an ironic sense, I think. He says this is going to be Big Tom Elliott's day. He can feel it. It wasn't Big Tom Elliott's day at all. Mill halfway line thought we dominated in the first 20 against the team mentally on the beach, but we then unravelled. We allowed space for their goal, which he calls a disgrace, but we still had enough possession to have won. Too many key players today, says Mill halfway line. Too many key players didn't turn up. A management problem when players don't turn up for routine games, routine in inverted commas. Matthew Flack says, when we changed formation after they went to 10 men, we changed. Why change? There was a player. There were players on the bench that could play in Thompson's position. Grumpy Grimace says, and I think Grumpy's right. Incidentally, thanks for saying hello to me after the game, Grumps. Nice to see you, mate. Brentford did a job, says Grumpy, on us today. And we fell straight into their trap. We were lucky to get a point in the end. I think that's my take on it too. Daniel, speaking about Neil Harris and the point gained, he says we have to look at it as a positive going into Villa, which is probably true. But he opens himself up to comments like this. Well, this is one of many from Daniel, that Neil does himself no favours with these post-match comments. I don't know what he's meant to say, actually. You don't want a depressive manager saying we've got no chance, we're doomed and we're going to go down. I think probably today is one to put behind us now. It was a poor performance. I can't really pick out a man in the match. It was probably Ben Thompson until he went off the pitch in the first half. Overall, bad day at the office. We were lucky to get the point. Let's take it to Aston Villa and see if we can get another point there, because I can't see us getting much more at the moment. Fingers crossed, dear listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Arrivederci, Millwall.
Oh, ho, Bermondsey, that's home to me. I'm longing for a moment when I shall see the happy, laughing, razor-slashed faces of the people I love.
You've been listening to Achtung Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. That's the Millwall news this week, and we are out of here.
And now I miss the smell of the gasworks and the people I love. I've so many childhood memories of that quaint old-fashioned town. There was a quaint old-fashioned schoolhouse till the school kids burned it down. I'm off to Bermondsey.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.